Now, it's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Peerless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
All right, we'll play Beat Bernie. By the way, the news is that the Twitter stock has gone up dramatically already this morning since it's, as Bernie calls him, the drug-addled CEO Jack Dorsey announced he's stepping down today. So there you have it. The stock is up. Our contestant today, Beat Bernie, your chance at a $100 gift card and a WABC Barry House coffee mug. Compliments of Pete Morgan and Peerless Borders is Gracie out of Rockland County. Hi, Gracie. How are you, sweetheart?
Fine. Happy Hanukkah to you and your family.
Thank you. I feel like I've spoken to you many times, yes?
Yes, I've tried. I played once and I tied 5-5, so I'm trying again. But I don't know, Bernie, it's very, very smart.
He's okay. Calm down. He didn't create, like, the wheel. He didn't create electricity. He reads a couple of books.
Pretty smart.
He's cool. All right, baby cakes. You're going to beat his ass today, okay?
I hope so.
All right, Gracie, here we go. Where are you? I know we've talked many times. You're not in New City. You're, like, in Nanuet, Pomona.
No, I'm in New City.
Oh, you are?
I'm a regular caller at WABC. I have the radio on in every room in the house. It's the only place you can get true news from decent commentators, and I love you all for that.
All day long, right?
All day long, if I'm in the house not playing cards or Mahjong.
You play Mahjong. Look at you, and you play bridge.
Hey, what are you saying?
With your Yenta girlfriends out there, and you talk about everybody. By the way, all the shows are all great here, but what's your favorite show? Your favorite one?
I love you guys, because I do. But I love James Golden, and I love Dominic, and I love Lydia.
How about that? Okay, we got Snerdly, Dominic, Lydia, and us. All right, here we go, Gracie. Number one, what United States Army base were the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights stored during World War II? They stored all these at what army base?
What army base? I'm going to say Fort Knox.
You know who yelled bang just now, Gracie?
What?
Who yelled bang just now when you got it right? You heard that? He went bang. Who was that?
Bernie?
No, that's Mike Breen. He's the voice of the Knicks in the NBA. You'd love him. He calls once in a while.
I don't have any sports questions. Let's go.
The next four are sports questions. No sports questions. No, here we go. Number two. You're off to a good start. What year, Gracie, did the Cold War end? Was it A, 1989, B, 1987, or C, 1990?
Cold War ended? Oh, I'd say if those are the choices, I'm going to say 1990.
Oof. Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax should be Jesus.
Just off by 1 year, 1989. Three, Spice
Bands. You didn't give me that choice.
I did, sweetheart.
You did?
Yes, that was the first choice. But you forgot about it.
I didn't hear. See, you really got to concentrate because that's what I really thought. But never mind. Let's go.
Number three. All right. Okay. Spice baskets are popular gift items you can purchase in St. George's, which is the capital of what Caribbean island that was invaded by the U.S. when Reagan was president back in 1983? What island? What is the capital of St. George?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't remember?
Wrong, you two-legged back of
we invaded a place called Grenada. Don't remember that? Grenada?
No.
All right. Number four. You will find Mount McKinley in the state of Alaska in what United States National Park? I'll give you a hint. I used to drive this car. Yes.
Denali,
very good.
It was the last car I drove, Denali, before I got arrested. Number five. Who became the first female chancellor of Germany back in 2005? She's still in power.
Merkel.
Yes. Hey, that's a good job, Gracie. You got three right. You may, in fact, win this game today. We'll put you on hold and see if Bernie fares any better. But you did very well. 3 out of 5. Gracie, you did good. Oh, well, I should say.
She brought the fire as well.
She did what?
She brought the fire.
Well, she's a very spunky lady. Bernie's back. 4 and you win. Okay, Bern, 4.
All right, Sydney.
You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Number one, Bern. What United States Army base were the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights all stored in during World War II?
During World War II, where were these things stored?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to take a guess.
Alrighty.
It's either West Point or Fort Dix.
Mm-hmm. Pick one.
I'm going to pick one.
Because they're both wrong. So, bang.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax. She
actually got this one right. She got this right. It was Fort Knox.
Fort Knox.
Yes. Number two. You got to get all four of these right to win today's game. What year? She got this one wrong. What year did the Cold War end? A, 1989. B, 1987. Or C, 1990.
I knew it was going to be between 89 or 90. That's the tough one. Well, let's see. I think there's some dispute about that. The wall came down in 89, but I think officially the Cold War ended in 1990.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax should be Jesus.
89 is what I have here, but you seem to really have it.
I believe there is some dispute on that.
Okay.
I think there's wiggle room right there.
All right. Well, let's find out for sure, because right now the best Bernie can do is tie if, in fact, he's wrong there. And Gracie's got a chance to win, although I don't think he'll get any of these wrong.
Because Matt Meany is telling me December 3rd, 1989.
Oh, there it is.
That's when the wall came down, right?
That's when the war officially ended.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Spice baskets are popular gift items you can purchase in St. George's, the capital, Bernie, of what Caribbean island that was invaded by the U.S. with Reagan in power back in 1983. She got this wrong.
Well, if I said Canada, I'd be wrong.
Right.
But it'd be close. Grenada.
Yes. Now you trail 3-1. You will find Mount McKinley in the state of Alaska. In what United States National Park? I'll give you the same hint I gave her. I drove this car. In fact, the last time I drove a car when I was arrested, I was driving this car.
It was
a Ford.
A Ford.
Big car. Nice car. Just sold it, actually.
If it wasn't a Ford Ram, I can tell you that.
Nope.
I'm going to have to say I don't know.
Wow. Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax.
The park and the Ford is called the Denali.
Denali.
Yes. All right, so she wins. Gracie wins. But let's see if Bernie can cut this to a 3-2 loss today. Who became the first female chancellor of Germany back in 2005? She's still in power.
Angela Merkel.
That's right. 3-2. Gracie, baby, you won today. How about that? $100.
I'm very happy that I won, Bernie. I'm wow. surprised I said 1990 also. And like a little wiggle room, but whatever. Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy. Don't feel too bad.
I don't feel bad. I'm very happy that you won because I like you, Gracie.
Because I'm a Bronx girl. You're a Bronx boy. And I know you went to a Hayes. I went to Aquinas, but many years later.
Oh, St. Thomas, many years later?
You went later. I'm sorry. So, I'm older than you. Aquinas High School in the Italian section.
You mean in Belmont?
Yes.
Well, look at that. We're homegirls, we're homeboys, you and I, Gracie. I couldn't be happier for you. Where'd you live in the Bronx? Just let me ask you that.
Okay, originally corner of, I live near Tremont and Southern Boulevard.
Oh, yeah, that was, I guess at the time when you were there, it wasn't bad.
When I was there, it was good. Then we moved to the West Bronx near Hunter College uptown, now Lehman.
Lovely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Highbridge. Kingsbridge.
Right. You know your area.
I know what time it is.
You could be the mayor of New York City, too. You know a lot.
Hey, Gracie, listen, congratulations. I'm really glad you won. Thanks for playing. Thanks for listening.
I love you guys.
We love you, too, Gracie. All right. Bye, sweetheart. We'll come back and wrap things up on the phones. Got a couple of calls, one for me, one for Bernie. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. But first,
if you missed out on the chance to play me, listen tomorrow at 9:40 and try again. Or you can take a stab at the $1,000 Minute on the other side of midnight, hosted by Frank Morano on the overnights. At 4:30 a.m., you have the chance to win $1,000 if you can answer 10 consecutive questions correctly in 1 minute. Listen to The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano for entertaining and informative talk and the $1,000 Minute.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.